This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
I'm here to announce the withdrawal from Afghanistan and the end of the military mission to evacuate American citizens, third country nationals, and vulnerable Afghans.
General Frank McKenzie, commander of the U.S. Central Command in Afghanistan after the last U.S. plane took off, marking the end of America's longest war. The Taliban celebrated on Tuesday the departure of U.S.-led foreign forces from Afghanistan as a lesson for other invaders, but sought good relations with the United States and the rest of the global community. Speaking to reporters on the tarmac, the Taliban's main spokesman, Zabula Mujahid, congratulated Afghanistan, saying that the departure of U.S.-led forces was a victory that belongs to us all. But he also appeared to offer a hint of how the Taliban would govern. Surrounded on the tarmac by a group of the group's elite Badri force, he admonished them not to treat Afghan citizens harshly. With more from Associated Press, Jackie Quinn reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a new team will lead the post-war diplomatic effort for Afghanistan and for safety.
We suspended our diplomatic presence in Kabul and transferred our operations to Doha, Qatar.
Blinken estimates more than 123,000 people have been evacuated, but some 100 to 200 Americans remain, along with many of the Afghans who supported the U.S.
We will keep working to help them. Our commitment to them has no deadline.
Blinken says the U.S. and the international community will hold the Taliban to its promises. But a Republican Congressman, Michael Waltz, who served in Afghanistan, says the U.S. has given it all away to the Taliban by pulling out with Americans left behind.
They understand strength and they understand leverage and they understand military might. And we're showing none of that right now.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News. A colonel in the U.S. Air Force said yesterday in Doha that focus is now on the mission ahead after the end of the 20-year engagement in Afghanistan. I'm sorry, we'll try to have that for you a little bit later on. Colonel Eric Johnson spoke to Sky News in Qatar on Tuesday after the final U.S. boots had left Afghanistan following the Taliban's swift takeover and a military-led evacuation operation. Johnson said it would be a colossal effort to turn an air-generating facility in Doha into one that provides support for tens of thousands of people being processed as evacuees. European Union ministers will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss preventing uncontrolled migration from Afghanistan after the Taliban seizure of the country, according to a statement drafted for the meeting. EU member states hope to prevent a refugee crisis like the one fueled by Syria's civil war in 2015. The EU was prepared for the influx of more than a million refugees and migrants that created splits among the members while also energizing far-right parties as camps in Greece, Italy, and other countries became filled. Analysts say Qatar will play an outsized role in the U.S. efforts to evacuate tens of thousands of people from Afghanistan. A plane provided by the government of Pakistan has brought medicine and health supplies from the World Health Organization to Afghanistan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this report.
WHO says the shipment of medical supplies is the first to land in the country since it came under the control of the Taliban 2 weeks ago. The plane, which departed from Dubai, landed at Masar-e-Sharif, a city in the north that fell to the Taliban earlier this month. WHO says the supplies include trauma kits and emergency health kits, enough to cover the basic needs of more than 200,000 people, as well as treat over 6,000 trauma patients. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Scientists in South Africa say they have detected a new variant of COVID-19. The country's National Institute for Communicable Diseases announced yesterday in a new study that the variant, which has been designated C.1.2, was first detected in South Africa in May of this year and has since spread to 7 other countries in Africa, Asia, Europe, and the Southern Pacific region of Oceania. The scientists say C102 appears to have the same characteristics. Joe Palca.